your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our podcast, where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, general geek news. Whew. It's a lot of stuff we talk about.
We talk about a lot of stuff all the time. All the time we talk about a lot of stuff.
We like a lot of things.
We do. We like, I wouldn't say too many things, but we are eclectic.
Not too many?
Not too
How
many.
How many would be too many?
I don't know. Thousands.
Thousands
if
of
we
things.
We like thousands of things. Although, I guess technically we probably could.
Probably.
Yeah. All the food and geek stuff we talk about all the time.
Yeah. Well, the good news, Tom.
Yes?
Is this week we're not talking about a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, good. Don't have to overwhelm us and the folks at home.
We're just talking about two main things.
Two things.
People have been asking us their opinions on.
Oh, really?
And going to get it out there.
Oh.
In the interwebs.
On the interwebs. On the net.
Documented.
On the Twitters and stuff.
It'll never die.
Oh.
Our opinions of these two things will last forever.
Forever and ever, because it's going to be on the internet.
Yep.
And it's on the internet, it's forever.
Like that one thing.
Until Skynet takes over.
And then the Terminators are going to fight people by showing them their embarrassing things from the internet.
And they
so
die.
Instead of killing them, they're going to be like, do you remember this one Facebook post?
And they die of embarrassment.
I
will show it to
video?
All the last of humanity. I will show it to John Connor. He will laugh. Ha 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 ha.
We're like, Kardashian, Kim, do you remember that one video?
You and Ray J.
Hulk Hogan. Donald J. Trump, do you remember 3 a.m. Twitter tweets?
Which one? Which one? You gotta be more specific.
There's been lots and lots of them, okay? That'd be a funny way for the Terminators to fight the humans. Be good. Okay.
I think that would be kind of fun.
So how are you?
Good.
Anything new?
Nope.
Keeping it real?
Keeping it real.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about two movies that we have seen in the recent past.
Yes, two of them.
Two.
Two big kind of geek movies.
Count
right?
it, not one, but two.
So, last podcast we posted, we talked about Pirates Caribbean.
Woo!
How we were going to go see it.
Woo!
Put it in her face.
Arg!
And we did.
Arg!
Arg! Pirates Caribbean 5. Dead men tell no tales, Tom.
They don't. Apparently they talk a lot, but they tell no tales. I don't know. I don't get that.
There was a lot of chewing of the scenery in this movie.
That's, yeah.
Lots of, I guess they do that in all the pirate
They kind
of
do. There's a lot going on. There's a big universe for the small little Caribbean-based pirates.
Right. So I think we need to, I don't feel like beating around the bush with spoilers. So, okay. Spoiler warning. Boom. It's out there.
There you go. Spoiler.
So you can't get mad.
We warned you, dadgummit.
Spoilers for this and spoilers for the other review.
Whatever it'll be, you'll find out later.
It's just spoilers. So if you don't want to hear spoilers,
shut her down.
Don't listen.
Go watch it.
Thanks for the download.
Yay.
Come back. Listen to us again.
And then hit like and subscribe.
Like and then subscribe on stuff like our Twitter.
Twitter.
And our Instagram.
Instagram. Facebook.
And our Facebook. And subscribe on our
YouTube pages too.
YouTube page and subscribe on iTunes.
I do.
And then you can come back. Boom. And listen to us.
Pirates Caribbean.
Talk about Pirates Caribbean 5. Dead Men Tell No Tales. So, what did you think? So, what did you think about...
It's funny, I get to interrupt you this time.
Mickey Mouse killing Pirate Captain Jack with a sword.
Crazy.
Ha! Didn't happen!
Ah, sucker.
Ha-ha!
Although the Hulk was in it. Just kidding! Luke Skywalker was in it. Not him either.
That's funny. Okay, so spoilers. It's last time we said.
Last time, for real.
So, Pirates Caribbean. What did you like about this movie, Tom?
What did I like?
Start with the positive stuff.
So I'm going to start with positive. So, after the fourth one, I wasn't really sure where they were going to go with the franchise.
So right. I was worried it was just going to be another one of those kind of like one-off kind of things. Because
the fourth one was very one-off-ish.
Yeah.
Yes.
But this one, it felt very piratey to me. So it kind of brought back familiar characters, a crazy supernatural adventure, and the gang has to get stuff done in a wacky and piratey way.
Yes. I agree. It felt very piratey to me, too. It did feel like... I think they did recapture the magic from the first three.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of, like, fantastical things, like the scene with the guillotine.
Yeah.
And Captain Jack's head is pretty in funny. And swinging over. Swing.
Oh, is he going to die? Whoa! One thing I read on an Easter egg about that scene is we're big fans of Walking Dead.
Yes.
And there was an Easter egg in Walking Dead where they had a Johnny Depp severed head that they took.
Oh, away. Really?
And Norman Reedus actually took it and kept it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, the Easter egg in this movie is they made a Andrew Lincoln severed head and
really?
Put it in the basket.
That's awesome.
So, when I watched it, I saw a quick picture of it. It looked just like him. But when I watch it again, I'm going to definitely look out for it. So, I thought that was kind of funny that they, like, reversed it.
I'll have to check that out because I didn't know. I didn't catch that at all.
I read about it in an article.
And then they had, like, the thing at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good tidbit of information.
I thought it was pretty neat.
Bringing the little Easter egg stuff.
Eggs. Every Disney movie's got its little Easter eggs,
isn't
it?
They do, like, the end when Captain Jack's, like, jumping from cannon to cannon.
Yeah.
The big front of the ship comes alive.
The figurehead comes, starts checking.
It's definitely full of fantasy and adventure and trickery and pirate shenanigans.
Yeah.
What was your ship?
I don't know, he didn't say that, but I love that line.
What was your favorite scene of the movie?
My favorite scene?
Like,
I do like that scene.
That
I'm just trying to think. There's a lot of emotional parts in this movie. It was a bit of a roller coaster for me. I'm trying to think of my favorite scene. I do kind of like the past scene where it goes over how Salazar and Jack Sparrow met.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a neat little scene.
Yeah,
kinda,
that was pretty good.
Kind of the origin of Jack Sparrow itself, the name Sparrow. Look at him up there.
Yeah, that
He's
was
like a little bird dancing. He's like a little sparrow.
That was pretty cool, them show the origin story of his name. I enjoyed the end scene with the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get Poseidon and
Poseidon's trident,
and they split the water. That whole third act, and they're chasing it, and then Barbossa at the end sacrificing himself.
Ugh.
I think that was my whole favorite kind of.
That
part
was a
of the
good
movie.
Scene at the end, and I was.
And going back and forth, and the curses being broke and stuff like that. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed the interactions between the two new characters.
Yes, so the. Henry Turner. And I forgot.
And I don't remember her. The astronomer girl.
Astronomer.
Who
the horologist.
Ends up, spoilers again, being Barbossa's daughter.
Hector's daughter.
Barbossa. And
Catalina.
I thought they really recaptured the chemistry of... Elizabeth Swann and Will Turner and Captain Jack.
Yep.
I think they really captured that again well with the two new characters. What didn't you like about the movie, Tom?
What I did not like? I kind of like how they killed off Salazar. Spoilers, he dies.
You didn't like how they killed him?
I wanted to keep him. I kind of liked him.
Yeah.
As a bad guy.
Yeah.
And now that he's lost the curse, like, he could have, like, really gone all out.
That would have been cool if they
Karina
just kind of
kept
him alive. Oh, that's her name?
Yeah.
Karina. Yeah, I think they need more reoccurring villains because Barbossa's kind of a good guy now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of. He did.
Oh, yeah, he's dead. So they need another kind of reoccurring villain. And Blackbeard's dead too, isn't he?
Yep, he got killed in the end of the fourth one.
So it's kind of weird that they killed
him. By his own craw.
Yeah.
Hoisted by one's own petard. As they might say.
I didn't like...
A Davy Jones-esque villain that recurs and is evil and ominous.
Yes, they totally need that.
We need a Davy Jones, or are we getting him back?
It really felt like they were trying to lean on things that worked, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But there wasn't really a whole lot of originality to it. It was just like, okay. It was a fun movie, but it wasn't anything that we didn't expect to happen, really.
Okay.
I mean, because with the, and I think it's, again, the trailer's showing you too much.
Yeah.
Because going into it, I guessed that that kid was Will and Elizabeth.
I guessed that too.
Son. And then at the beginning, he's talking about getting free, breaking the curse. And you already know he's going to break the curse. And
yeah, you can. Will's going to come back. At that point, and, yeah.
You know, so it was pretty predictable. But with that being said, it was still a lot of fun.
Yeah. We knew how it started. We knew how it was pretty much going to end. We just had to get there.
Yeah. Because, like, that's what I liked about the other pirate movies,
mm-hmm.
is none of it was predictable. Like, the first movie, with Jack in Jack being undead. Nobody guessed that.
That's interesting.
At the end, and he tries to stab him, and he's like, whoa, what's going on?
He backs up
and
the
whole
moonlight.
Twist, and then the stabbing, and the apples, and it was just crazy.
That's interesting.
And then the second one, when he has the jar of dirt and he tries to break it.
I got jar dirt.
You know, and just that whole like thing and being surprised who has the heart and how they just did that really well. And then the third one with the voodoo priest being Calypso.
Yep. The whole time.
And there was lots of surprises. And it didn't really, nothing really surprised me in this one. So that was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Did you like the new characters?
I thought they were good. I don't know if they're strong enough to carry on to the next one, though.
Yeah, well, with us, you know, with what we saw at the end, do you think they're going to carry them on, or do you think they're going to try to bring Elizabeth Swann
back? I hope they bring Will Turner and Miss and Elizabeth Swann back. I think that'd be much better have Elizabeth and Will Turner.
Because even if you saw the movie, if you didn't stay all the way through the credits, there's an end credits scene. And at the end credit scene, it kind of hints about
Davy Jones returning.
And it shows Will and Elizabeth Swann. Which would be weird to see how they explain that.
Yeah. We just gotta wait and see.
I hope they bring them back as well. A Pirates movie without Barbossa is gonna seem
odd. It's gonna be weird. He's been in every single one too, just like Jack.
Did you like what they did with Barbossa in this movie?
I thought it was good. It was sad, but good.
Yeah. It was. It was kind of full circle for him. It was a lot of character
humanizing
development
for him. Like, you know, he was almost this like kind of cold kind of person for a while, and now he kind of realized he actually has something that he cares about.
Yeah, it really wrapped up his character in a nice little bow, which was nice. And then, what did you think of Captain Jack?
Captain Jack.
The reason why I asked that is I just thought maybe Johnny Depp went a little over top this time with them always acting like he was drunk constantly.
Yeah. That's just part of Captain Jack's persona. Would you like to see a sober Jack?
I guess not.
Yeah. I think that'd be weird. I think it'd be funny to do like one scene where he's got like a hangover or he's sober.
Yeah, that would be funny to see what he's like when he's sober.
Although I thought he acts that way because the first one we talked about, he's marooned on an island and the dry, even though the island had rum in it the whole time. I don't know. That explains the...
I guess that is kind of his thing, is he's always drunk, and that's kind of what they're trying to play at. So, what's your overall rating and overall opinion of Pirates 5, Dead Man Tell No Tales, Time of Two Stars?
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
8.
8? Nice.
Yeah.
Where would you rank it on pirate movies?
On my pirate movies, so I would go... The third one, the first one, the second one, the fifth one, and the fourth.
Okay. That's good. Mine would go pretty close, but mine go in pretty much order. It goes the first one, the second one,
the third one,
the fifth one, and then the fourth.
Yeah.
That's how mine goes. You like the third one better than the first
one? I really like
one?
The third one.
Yeah. It was good. It was a little long and dragged out a little bit. But
some parts
it was good, though.
All the pirates teaming together.
My rating would be a 7.
A 7, okay.
A 7. I liked it. I had fun. It made me feel... I liked that it was a lot of, like, fight scenes on boats.
Yeah.
Sword fighting and the pirate ships and...
Yeah.
It was good. They did a good job with it. I don't think it did well, though. Did we ever look that up to see how it performed?
I thought it did pretty well.
I want to say they weren't overly all pleased, overall pleased with it, because another movie came out that week, and I think
Baywatch,
it
beat Baywatch.
Did it beat Baywatch? But like, I think Baywatch
bombed.
Did it bomb?
Yeah. Like, there were rumors that they were going to do a sequel, and they've already scrapped that because of how bad it did.
Poor Rock. Poor Dwayne Johnson and Zac Efron's abs. They don't have that Disney money where Disney be like, I don't care that it flopped. Whatever. Just do another one. Because Disney could technically do that, right?
Yeah, they could. Whatever. We got plenty in our bank. $653 million domestic.
Oh, that's not bad then.
That's pretty good.
Okay, that is pretty good. So I'm sure they're happy with that then. Yeah. Alright, Tom. What's the second movie we saw?
Second movie we saw was last weekend we went and saw Wonder Woman! I don't remember what that theme was for Wonder Woman.
I can't, it's such a good theme and I can't remember it either now though.
I'm sorry, Linda Carter. That show's a little old for me. Just spinning in circles. I'll watch you spin in circles all day, Linda Carter.
Whew! What a movie.
It was quite a movie, yes.
It was quite a movie.
Horrible. I'm just kidding. Actually, it was a very good movie.
So, spoiler warnings.
Spoilers again.
Again.
Mickey Mouse does not appear in Wonder Woman because it's Warner Brothers, so...
I think that we differ in Looney opinions Tunes a little bit on this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think overall we're in agreement.
Okay.
So we shouldn't argue too much.
Okay.
But if you want to argue with me...
It's going to get heated, folks!
So what did you like about the Wonder Woman?
What did I like? I liked the time period that it's based in. So I like how it's a timepiece.
Okay.
It's based in World War One era.
Yes, I enjoyed really that cool. as well. The timepiece was cool, very similar to kind of Captain America, right?
Because mm-hmm. A lot of the Marvel, I love the Marvel movies, but most of them take place now.
Yeah.
So it's nice to kind of go back and...
They do a period piece. Like
Captain America 1. It's just, it's nice to go back and see a superhero in an age where not everybody is,
mm-hmm.
you know, genetically enhanced or have super suits and things like that.
Yeah. I liked how they did a whole, like, the whole movie was a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
I did enjoy that.
And yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, too. I didn't see that. I didn't really see that coming. And I thought that was a cool...
Yeah, it was kind of a cool take on it of how they did that. What was your favorite scene of the movie?
My favorite scene, the trench part when they're in No Man's
Land. Oh, No Man's
Land. That part was pretty awesome.
That was pretty cool. How she they really amped up the compassion on Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
and really wanted her to show her how compassionate she was,
how dedicated she was to her mission.
Yeah, and dedicated to her mission, but also wanting to help people.
Yeah.
And how her development of being an Amazon and them saying that men are broken and you shouldn't love men and da 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 da. But then her going and being wanting to help people. And her realizing how corrupt and evil mankind is, but mm-hmm. still wanting to help and showing yeah. that love.
Well, majority of the movie she thinks it's Ares is just kind of manipulating them. Like, she doesn't think they're corrupt until like the very end.
Right. And then she realizes that we all suck.
Yeah, people suck. Wonder Woman awesome, people suck.
I enjoyed the No Man's Land scene also, but my favorite scene
mm-hmm.
is the beginnings. The beginning with mm-hmm. the beach scene.
Oh, they're on the Mascara.
And all the Amazons on the Mascara, and they're on the horses.
When they're training?
They're fighting,
when
they, no, when they're fighting fight the Nazis? Germans.
Well, no, they're not Nazis, that's yet. True. They're German. They're the Austria-Hungary
soldiers. It's funny, though, because,
soldiers.
Like, whenever you see a German, you just assume it's they're true. Nazis.
That's true. They're, they're Austria-Hungary soldiers.
I really enjoyed that scene.
With a hint of Germany.
And I really liked Princess Buttercup.
Princess Buttercup?
Princess Buttercup was Hippolyta's sister.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. She is duh. I was like, what? Oh, from Princess Bride.
From
right.
Princess Bride, right, yeah. Right, the main warrior lady was his, sister.
I love you, Jenny.
That's the same girl?
Yeah, Jenny from...
Jenny was Princess Buttercup, too?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow, Robin Wright, I think is her name, correct?
I believe you are correct.
I really enjoyed her and her character and what her love for Diana and wanting to train her. And realizing she was, like, important and then saving her at the end, too.
A little touching part there where she sacrificed her life.
Yeah.
To protect the God Killer. Spoiler.
Spoilers.
Robin Wright, you are correct. You are right.
Thank you. I really did enjoy, it was a war movie. That's what I like.
It was. You're right. It was a war movie. And
it was a cool movie with a superhero in it. Very similar, again, to Captain America. And I think that's one of the things that kind of bothered me a little bit.
What?
Is they're, and it makes sense, but they copied the Marvel formula. And all of these superhero movies now are all following the same formula. It's all predictable. There's nothing surprising about it anymore.
I guess I see what you're saying. So they kind of do the origin, and they learn of their quest, and then they find the bad guy, and they fight the bad guy. They beat the bad guy.
And then there's a big third act where the bad guy wants to take over the world.
Yeah.
And he's doing trying and gets all these powers, and they have this big fight scene. I'm happy that he wasn't trying to take over the whole world.
No, he already kind of did.
He kind of already did, and how it was just showing him fighting Wonder Woman. I did appreciate that. But, like, just to have him come out and then all of a sudden have all these huge powers and them having this destroying things and exploding
things.
He's
a god.
And a big, huge CGI battle.
He's a god of war.
He is. But why do we have to have a huge CGI battle?
Because,
like, why
it looks better.
It does.
It's 2017.
But why can't he stay small? Or, like, maybe just grow 10 feet. And then
he wasn't
have,
that
like,
big.
And
he
they
was
have,
like maybe 7
fight.
Feet.
No, at one point, didn't he grow giant?
I don't think so. He was only like 6, maybe he looked like 8 feet, but he wasn't that much bigger than her.
Well, he was using like zappy powers and stuff.
Yeah, lightning, yeah.
Lightning.
Yeah, that's his father handed it, I don't know.
Okay.
His father, he learned it from his pappy.
One
thing I did like that was kind of different is it had that darker tone that the DC ones had.
It did.
And it also didn't try to do jokey too much, so I think you probably liked that.
I did like that. And I liked that the jokes that played just were because of her character.
Yeah.
Like, there was funny
stuff.
Or the
secretary, I forget
her name. Secretary stuff. But it wasn't forced. It wasn't like, hey, we're having this fight scene, let's throw one-liners the whole time.
I like that though.
I do and I don't. Like, I think it's good in small doses. I think if you do it the whole time, it just gets a little
old. I'm not hoping you get that stick out of your butt. You and all the internet.
And then the other thing that bothered me.
Oh, are we talking about stuff we don't like?
Well, I kind of just dived over it into that.
Jumping in!
Complaining about the third act.
Yeah. Okay.
Other
thing.
I like Gal Gadot. I think she is a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
I think actress. I think that she's a good Wonder Woman. Her fight scenes are great.
But you couldn't understand her again.
But I don't like her accent at all.
That's her normal accent, I'm pretty sure. It's not like she, like, faked this Amazonian accent.
I know she didn't fake it. I know it's her Israeli accent, and I get it. But it's a little much for me. Because sometimes she's speaking so slow and kind of, like, and broken that it makes her sound stupid.
Okay.
Like, at the end where she's talking to Steve Trevor, and she's talking about people being broken and da-da-da-da. She sounds like she's dumb.
Like, she obviously English is her second language on that one.
And it just, annoyed me a little bit through the movie.
Yeah.
Because there are just parts where I'm like, she just sounds so stupid right now. compared to the other people.
Yeah, okay.
Do you disagree with
that? No, I understand what you're saying. It makes sense. Yeah.
What did you think of Steve Trevor?
I thought Steve Trevor, a.k.a. Chris Pine, did a great job.
Oh, I didn't ask you what you didn't like.
Yeah, I don't like you interrupting me.
Sorry. I know you don't.
Let's see, what I didn't like. I feel like that there are certain points in the story where they're leading up something, and then they just kind of forgot about it. Then they led up to something, and then they kind of forgot about it. One thing I thought, I always forget this actor's name, but he's the guy who played the Scotsman, who was the sniper.
Yeah.
Like, they're leading him up. He's this awesome marksman. Like, oh, he's going to get to the final act. He's going to be like, pew, 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 pew,
nothing.
Shooting people. Nothing. There was no point in making him, like, this awesome marksman. He didn't shoot anyone.
Yeah. The Indian chief was the same thing.
Yeah, chief was kind of cool, but, like, he just kind of like, meh. He found a car. Cool,
yeah.
cool.
I think they're trying to have the character development be more like, oh, well, they're more than just soldiers.
Yeah, they're depth.
He's a badass marksman. Show Wonder Woman getting him to the point of feeling redeemed and feeling healed, and have him just start blowing some people's heads off.
Just something. Popping Germans. Or...
I agree with that. It did seem like a lot of build-up. Because they were trying to build up all these individual characters, and then they just kind of cap them off, and then just kind of...
And also the part where they're leading up to this German lieutenant. I forget his name, too. Von Strucker.
I know, yeah.
What's his
face? Dusseldorf,
yes. Sure. I don't think that's right either, but...
We'll have to look it up.
Von Strucker, or Stryker.
They're leading up to him being Ares. Right?
They were like so. It almost seemed like, and I was a little disappointed that he wasn't Ares. Like I thought it would have been a much better.
I was too
to have him Ares.
Do you think they were introducing Venom?
I think that's kind of what that
the drug.
The drug he was breathing
like
in.
Doctor
Poison.
Doctor Poison, is that what they called her?
Well, that was her nickname.
Invited Venom, and that's kind of what they were doing. But they didn't explain that very well. It almost seemed like to me when they were doing it, I was like, oh, he's like, she's giving him she's giving him the pill. To make him regenerate his powers, kind of, or he lost his powers.
He lost his, like, yeah.
Right. But I didn't know that they were going to make him Ares at the beginning, but I knew that Professor Lupin was a bad guy.
Yeah.
And I think I was steps ahead of some people, because my wife was shocked that he was Ares.
I kind of didn't see that coming.
When he was Ares, I didn't gasp. I was just like, yep, but I kind of saw that. Professor Lupin is a great actor, though, and I don't even know his name.
His name is David Thewlis.
David Thewlis?
Yep. Say that one 10 times fast.
So you enjoyed Steve Trevor?
I did.
I liked how they used Chris Pine and Steve Trevor to kind of be the audience in the story.
Yeah.
Like, he said the things we were thinking.
That's true.
And was surprised about stuff, and the humor, and he had a lot of heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed him. I thought they did a very good job with him. And I like Chris Pine as an actor. I think he's very underrated.
Yeah, I think he is too. He's got done a lot of really cool stuff. But it's just you don't see him very often.
As much as other
actors of his type.
Did you like Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman?
I did. I thought she did a great job. It's very interesting to see. I'm curious how much of that she actually did whilst pregnant.
Oh, she was pregnant.
Yeah, she was pregnant during most of the filming.
Interesting. Probably a lot of stunt doubles.
Probably a lot of stunt doubles and CG. Obviously CG, but...
What did you think of Ares and the ending with the CGI and all that?
I thought it was pretty cool.
You enjoyed it?
That was good.
What did you think about them killing Steve Trevor?
I was a little sad about that.
Oh.
I kind of wanted him to live. Almost Peggy Carter style. I don't want him to get dementia or anything, but just to keep
him alive.
He would somehow jump out of the plane at the last second or something.
Hey guys, I'm alive.
I'm alive. This is a timed bullet.
Hey, y'all. Superman saved me.
He somehow landed on Earth, went spun the Earth back in time so he could go back and save me. I was saved by Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne came back and saved me. Flash! Flash just ran back and grabbed me.
I wanted a Flash cameo so bad.
I wanted, yeah.
Just like to just, whoops, this ain't right. Gone.
Hey, Diana. We just be all confused.
They're just like, what the heck? What happened? And they just keep on going.
I think that would be cool for them to interject Flash in all the movies. Because
this was the only one that... Well, not only one. I guess there's only really been like one or two
Batman movies. Batman v Superman.
And that just... It barely hinted Justice League at all.
That was one thing except I did have a little bit of an end. Issue with.
Yeah, except for the beginning where she's, you know, obviously a Wayne... Some sort of Wayne yeah. facility.
They didn't have hardly any DCU in it.
Mm-hmm.
You had Ares.
Ares, yeah.
They did the small kind of, like, Venom thing.
Whatever that was.
Whatever that was, maybe.
What's her face? The Doctor, I think, is going to be a bit... From what I've heard, been hearing...
Was she too. In the comics, though?
I don't know, but I hear she's a bit... Dr. Maru, she's, like, going to be big in the future, from okay. what I've heard.
She was good. I thought she was great, and I liked mm-hmm. the whole fake face thing and all that.
It's creepy.
And her Joker smile she had going on.
She kind of did. At first, I was like, is she making Joker toxin? What's going on in there?
But there's so much they could have done in introducing people. Like, they could have, like, what I thought would have been perfect, Tom,
yeah.
is how this would have been a perfect opportunity to introduce Hal Jordan.
Okay.
Because that's how we could have got a Jon Stewart in our Justice League movie.
Okay.
Is them kind of introduce a pilot. So have him be a World War I pilot.
Yeah.
And then you see him go down or something and crash. And then you kind of see a glowing green thing or whatever.
Hmm. Okay.
And introduce their Hal Jordan and somehow work that in. And then that way, when they, in the DCU, they layer Justice League, they bring up Green Lantern or Hal Jordan thing and bring that guy back.
My guess is just wait. I bet there's going to probably be a little something in Justice League movie itself. Yeah.
Or do you think they'll just ignore it altogether? Be like, we're done with Green Lantern.
I'm curious. Movie
flops over
no, that. I don't think so. I'm betting what they're going to do is like a similar to Marvel thing where they have like Avengers 1, Avengers 2. So you have Justice League 1. They fight Darkseid, I guess, or the Parademons. Yeah. And then a few more movies, they introduce more people. Justice League 2, they got a bigger repertoire of heroes.
Yeah.
And you'll have like your Hal Jordan.
Keep growing and growing and growing.
And other characters, maybe Martian Manhunter.
Well, like I want that. Them to be John. I want them to have John Stewart, a Green Lantern. That's what I want.
Why's that?
I like John Stewart better than Hal Jordan.
Okay. Yeah.
I think a John Stewart
Green Lantern. Aren't they both fighter pilots, though? Like, isn't that their
no, big I don't think John Stewart was a fighter pilot. No,
just Hal Jordan.
Yeah. Jon Stewart, I think, makes more sense to be in these movies. I didn't even see the Green Lantern movie. But to me, it didn't make sense to do Hal Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Because a whole generation of kids knows Jon Stewart as Green Lantern.
Okay.
Even us, almost. From the Justice League movie. Probably even more you. Having the Justice League cartoon and stuff like that.
Wasn't it? I thought it was Hal Jordan in the Justice League
cartoon. No, Justice League cartoon was Jon Stewart.
Oh.
Yeah. Black guy.
I didn't know that. I thought it was Hal Jordan most. I think because of that movie, they kept it with Hal Jordan.
For yeah. a while. Whoa.
Because a lot of the crazy. Newer ones, it was Hal Jordan.
And a lot of the newer cartoons yeah. and stuff? I don't think so. I think
the one that came out in 2000, I was pretty sure it was Hal Jordan.
The movie?
No, what the cartoon? The one that was on Cartoon Network in like the 2000s.
No, it was Jon Stewart.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure. We'll have to look it up.
No, I got nothing else. Keep talking. Background research.
My overall opinion of Wonder Woman, though, is I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. I think it was the best DCU movie yet. I think it was better than Man of Steel, better than Batman v Superman.
I still haven't seen Man of Steel yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I'll let you borrow it.
I know, I returned it.
You've had it.
I know.
I don't think you've returned it yet.
I'm pretty sure I have.
I don't think you did.
I might. I'll look at it. I don't know.
Okay. You need to watch it. It's good. I don't think it's as bad as people say it is. I enjoyed it. I think I like Man of Steel and BVS the same. I definitely have problems with both of them, but I enjoyed. I had fun watching them, I guess. But I did like Wonder Woman better than both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Wonder Woman right now is leading the DCU. Yeah.
I think it had a lot of heart, and I think it set up a lot of things to be looked forward to in the future, for sure.
They keep this trend, they can take it a little darker, and it'll still be good.
Right. Oh, and then I guess you gotta count Suicide Squad as
Suicide DCU. Squad, yeah.
And Suicide Squad is my least favorite.
Yeah, I know.
I hate Suicide Squad.
I don't know. They had a lot of names... Yeah. To deal with, and they only a couple of them were good.
What's your overall opinion of Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman, I will give it a 9.
A 9?
As a DC one, it's a 9.
Nice.
But overall, I give it a 7. 8's good. It was 8. It was a good movie. So but in the DC ranking, it's a 9. Batman v Superman, 6.
I think I rate it like an 8.
8, yeah.
I think I'd give it an 8. It was a lot of fun. I think they did a good job with it. So I'm looking forward to
it. You didn't need to watch Batman v Superman to enjoy this.
Which was good. And you didn't really need to watch Band of Steel to enjoy BVS, I guess.
No, technically not.
It helped a little bit, I guess.
Probably just nowhere. This dead Kryptonian, where'd he come from? And the whole laser through the building part.
Let us know what you thought of these movies. Let us know if you disagree with us. Maybe drop us your reviews.
You're all are dumb.
Let us know what you think. We got a lot of movies coming up this summertime.
So many. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is the next big one, I think.
Yep.
Thor, yep.
Transformers.
Ugh.
I want to see it. Giant robots turning into stuff is cool.
I thought you were going to say giant robots turn me on.
Nah, that's it.
Keep calm and geek on.